The strange situation seemed to have made Joe go mad. Even now, he insisted on speaking to me. "This is very generous of you, Pep. Very generous. Now, old boy, we must try to do our duty to each other. Mustn't we, Pip?" "Goodbye, Pip," said Miss Havisham. "Take them out to Stella." "Shall I come again?" I asked. "No. Gargery is your master now. Gargery, remember, I'm giving you this money because he has been a good boy. Don't expect anything more." Somehow I managed to get Joe out of the house, and in the daylight he gradually became normal again. In fact, I think his intelligence was improved by the interview, because as we walked home, he invented a surprisingly clever plan. "Well," cried my sister as we arrived, "so you finished visiting your fine ladies, have you? I'm surprised you bother to come home at all." "Miss Havisham asked me to send," said Joe, as if trying to remember the exact words. "Her best wishes, was it, Pep? To Mrs. J. Gargery." "Best wishes," I agreed. "And apologized for not being well enough..." "What was it, Pep?" "To have the pleasure," I said. "To have the pleasure of a lady's company." He nodded, giving the impression of a man glad to pass on a message correctly. "Well," said my sister, pleased. "She could have sent that message earlier, but better late than never. And what did she give the boy?" "Nothing," said Joe firmly, stopping Mrs. Joe from speaking by raising his hand. "What she gave to his sister, Mrs. J. Gargery. That's what she said, didn't she, Pep?" "And how much did she give?" asked my sister, laughing. She was actually laughing. "What would you say to £10? Asked Joe. "Not bad," said my sister. "It's more than that. What would you say to £20? "That's good," said my sister. "Well, here you are. It's £25, said Joe, delightedly, handing the bag to my sister.